By now, Akong Cheong knows how to prepare the nutritious plum peanut for her twin daughters. It's a peanut-based product with extra nutrition for children who are severely malnourished. A few months ago, the two babies were underfed and in dire condition. Luckily, there was help in the refugee camp where they were born and where their mother has been living since 2013. For many other children at the Rhino Refugee Settlement in Uganda's Arua district, malnourishment remains a serious problem. The camp holds about 90,000 refugees. Relief workers like Joseph Mabasi say about 20% of the children are malnourished.
The biggest issue here is high rates of severe acute malnutrition, especially among children below 5 years.
Basically, with malnutrition, it's not cosmetic. Because it's pathological, so you can't see it, you need to assess the child. But when you get to see it in the visible form, that means it is in the severest form.
Nearly 2 million people have been displaced from their homes since South Sudan's civil war began in late 2013. At the moment, 136,000 live in the camps across Uganda, more than two-thirds of them women and children. Here at the refugee camp's health center, children are continuously being screened for malnutrition. This girl's condition is unfortunately not satisfactory. She needs to stay on supplements and return in a week to see whether she has gained enough weight. Apart from screening children, UNICEF and the aid group Concern Worldwide hold training sessions for mothers, teaching them how to detect malnutrition and hopefully prevent it. Akong Tion says it's here where she learned how to make a nutritious meal for her children.
I was taught how to make porridge for my two young babies and also how to make tomato juice for them. That's why the children are better now.
The European Commission recently donated 1 million euros for the camps, an amount which is still far from the $36 million needed to meet the refugees' basic needs. Still, UNICEF's Jerry Dyer says the organization is thankful for the donation.
We are feeling the pressure as the rest of the world is. Just look at what just recently happened in Nepal. Unfortunately, unfolding crisis in Burundi. We are definitely feeling the pressure. The nutrition program is a very expensive program, but it's one of the most important. A child being able to have water, a child being able to have a full stomach, it's about the dignity of these people.
With no ending to the South Sudan conflict in sight, the pressure on these camps may go on for months or years to come. Serginho Rosbat for VOA News, Arua, Uganda.